Well, on this Thursday, April 16th, it is Public Radio Music Day, and more than 700 stations across the U.S. are celebrating and highlighting local music and musicians. We here at WKAR are doing the same. Now, for Jody Knoll and myself, during our local classical music hours, we're checking in with a few of the leaders of Mid-Michigan's cultural community. And, well, for this 1 p.m. hour, we're going to be speaking via Zoom with James Forger. He is Dean of the Michigan State University College of Music. Now, Dean Forger, thanks for taking the time to be with us. And for starters, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I am one of the lucky ones. I have a great set of colleagues that have made a wonderful and immediate switch from in-class teaching in classes and lessons to online. And I think the level of skill among our 70 faculty in the College of Music and 130 in community music schools ranges from very technically proficient to I know how to use the delete key.
And I'm sure flexibility has played a big part in all of this transition.
There's no question about that. And we've had faculty meetings and we've worked together. And I think we're adapting what I believe is the broad university perspective, which is do what you need to do to serve students. Be compassionate. Make reasonable alternative choices to be able to permit those who are in their final semester and will remember this for the rest of their lives. Make this last semester as positive and as productive to permit them to graduate. And we just need to be flexible and creative.
But I assume the College of Music, especially compared to, you know, other schools at MSU, you have some unique challenges with online learning, given the performative aspects required of students and faculty.
It does. But we have actually a lot of, there are some particular challenges. Unlike philosophy or perhaps biochemistry or mathematics or agricultural economics, when you are a tuba major or a piano major or you have need keyboard skills, what you do creates sound. And a number have been able to move home, but we probably have 50 to 60 individuals in the local area, including a number of wonderful international students who either can't get home or if they were to get home, they probably wouldn't get back. So they are in local housing in their apartments. We have a number of landlords that have been very accommodating and understand that for a period of time, there's going to be sound. But others, and different circumstances, believe it or not, have said you absolutely may not do that. So we have vocal students taking their lessons and practicing in their cars. We have pianists that don't have keyboards. And we have percussionists that don't have xylophones, marimbas, and other kinds of things. So we are grateful to our colleagues at West Michigan Piano in Grand Rapids who have delivered keyboards to all of our students in the greater area at no cost and delivered them so they can be productive. They typically practice 5 hours a day. And so sheltering at home has been particularly challenging for them.
We're speaking with Dean James Forger of the MSU College of Music during this Public Radio Music Day, briefly checking in with our local cultural institutions amid the coronavirus and stay home directive here on WKAR. Now, Dean, in addition to pivoting students and faculty to online learning, pretty much the rest of the performances were canceled, but also the multi-million dollar College of Music's construction of the Billman Pavilion, which was set to open, I think it was right about now, you know, mid-April?
That is right. The ribbon cutting was set for April 17. And in fact, after spring break, we had our first large ensemble rehearsal in the large rehearsal room. It's a fabulous facility. Students were practicing. The ground floor is devoted to them, to their safety, their health and well-being, with wonderfully acoustically separated spaces of a size and scope that doesn't injure ears and, you know, humidity control. It's terrific. And it represents the future, and we will get back to that. So it is bittersweet, probably, for those who are concluding their semester, but it represents the future. We'll get back to it, and it will be better than ever.
Finally, Dean Forger, these are strange and difficult times for many people, so we're asking everyone if they have a certain piece of music that is particularly inspiring. Do you have one?
Well, I do, and I give a shout out to my colleague David Rail, Director of Choral Activities, as we're planning the upcoming season. At the end of the season, we typically have choral, orchestral. There's nothing more glorious than solo voice and choirs and orchestra. And sometimes we do, a joyful holiday. Sometimes we do Messiah. On December 5th, assuming we can gather, there will be a concert called Songs of Grief and Hope. And it features two of my favorite works, which include the For a Requiem. And for a Requiem, I mean, there aren't more beautiful melodies and tremendous composition. The other is Vaughan Williams' Dona Nobis Pacem, which was, written after his war experience. And it's a composition of hope. It's a composition that everything will be okay.
Dean James Forger of the MSU College of Music, thanks for joining us on this Zoom call during Public Radio Music Day.
Thank you so much. Keep smiling.